DOJ, four illegals from Mexico charged in international human smuggling conspiracy. By Amy Furr on May 4, 2025. Four illegal aliens from Mexico are accused of being involved in an international human smuggling conspiracy linked to the Canadian border. The group of men have been living illegally in the United States and the U.S. Department of Justice's DOJ Office of Public Affairs said on Friday that they brought other illegals over the Canadian border to America after they were paid thousands of dollars. Edgar Sanchez Solis, 23, unlawfully residing in Kansas City, Kansas. Ignacio Diaz Perez, 35, unlawfully residing in Oakwood, Georgia. Samuel Diaz Perez, 26, unlawfully residing in Dublin, Ohio. And Salvador Diaz Diaz, 32, unlawfully residing in Columbus, Ohio, were charged by indictment with conspiracy to bring aliens to the United States and 25 counts of bringing aliens illegally to the United States for profit. Federal authorities said, noting that officials had previously booted Ignacio Diaz Perez and Salvador Diaz Diaz from the U.S. Court papers said the group was involved in an alien smuggling organization that has been operating in Mexico, Canada, and the United States, smuggling hundreds of aliens every week from Mexico, Central America, and South America through Canada. Those being smuggled paid thousands of dollars for the journey. The DOJ's news release continued. On multiple occasions, members of the alien smuggling organization led local and federal law enforcement officers on high-speed vehicle chases along the U.S. northern border, creating a grave public safety risk, according to court documents. For example, in April 2023, smugglers allegedly fled the Burke Border Patrol Station's sector at a high rate of speed after setting off a border sensor. Border Patrol successfully stopped the vehicle and apprehended the smugglers, who were transporting seven adult aliens and three minors. In another incident, in May 2023, the Clinton County Sheriff's Office used a tire deflation device to stop a van carrying aliens after it allegedly failed to yield to both federal and state law enforcement. The smugglers and aliens allegedly fled on foot after the vehicle was disabled. As additionally alleged, in August 2023, a vehicle carrying aliens that was fleeing from Border Patrol drove into Plattsburgh, New York, where it drove erratically, past vehicles in a congested traffic area, ran a red light, and struck a motorist at an intersection. The driver and six illegal aliens fled the accident scene on foot but eventually were apprehended. The DOJ also noted the case is part of Operation Take Back America. According to Breitbart News, the operation is an effort involving multiple federal law enforcement agencies to enhance border security and combat cartels and transnational criminal organizations in the aftermath of the Foreign Terrorist Organization designation. The charges against the four men come after former President Joe Biden's disastrous open border policies that wreaked havoc on American communities and innocent people. Chief Patrol Agent Robert N. Garcia of the U.S. Border Patrol's Swanton Sector said, "These charges are a testament to the hard work of the men and women of the United States Border Patrol and its partner agencies. The days of catch and release are over, and the reality is clear. If you attempt to enter the United States illegally, if you attempt to smuggle or traffic human beings, you will be apprehended and you will face severe consequences." President Donald Trump has been cracking down on illegal immigration that has hurt citizens and those being trafficked into the country. The president recently celebrated his first 100 days during his second term in office, Breitbart News reported on Wednesday. The outlet highlighted some of his many accomplishments, which included illegal border crossings dropping to historic lows, thousands of criminal illegals being deported, declaring the border to be a national emergency, and designating Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.